ගරු ජනිත්‍රුවන් කොනිතුවක්කු මන්තිතුම ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි හතක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
ස්තුතියි ගරු නියෝජ්‍ය කාරක සභා සභාපතිතුමනි. අද විවාදයේ ප්‍රවිෂ්ටයක් ගන්නම් මම පොඩි ඉතිහාසයක් එක්ක. ඔබතුමල්ලා දැකලා තියෙනද ටොලමිගේ පළවෙනි වර්ල් මැප් එක? ඒකේ ලංකාව දැක්කද? ලංකාව කියලා නෑ, තියෙන්නේ තැප්‍රොබේන් කියලා. ඒක සාපේක්ෂව ලොකුයි, ඉන්දියාවටත් වඩා පොඩ්ඩක් ලොකුයි. එහෙම වෙන්නේ කොහොමද? මේ ටොලමි මේ සිතියම අඳින්නේ දේශ ගවේෂකයන්ගේ වෙළෙන්දන්ගෙන තොරතුරු මත. එතකොට මේ දෙගොල්ලෝ දෙන තොරතුරු මොනවද? ලංකාව කියන්නේ ඉතා පොහොසත් විශාල රටක් විදිහට තමයි මේගොල්ලෝ දකින්නේ. ඒක මෙහෙම කියන්නේ, It was about a great nation somewhere down who knows international trading well, who knows the effective communication at their best, who had a great foreign policy and professional diplomats. It was a large nation at a very strategic location. අපි ඉන්දියන් සාගරයේ තියෙච්ච පොඩි රටක් විදියට දෙවෙනි ශතවර්ෂයේ අපිව දැක්කේ නැහැ. And now here we are as a nation with miss We miss centuries, not decades. So, Deputy Chairperson of the Committee, Ministry of Port and Aviation, Transport and Highways, is now gateway of modern Sri Lanka connecting to the world. We are the 22nd in the list, the best connected country in the world. We will lead bring back to the old glory. Our ports, both sea and air, can play a significant role in our journey towards new Renaissance era, achieving economic prosperity while uplifting living standard of Sri Lanka. Coming into seaports, you all know the Colombo International Port is 25th in the list in the business volume by handling 7.5 million TEUs. However, considering the strategic location and the business potential, Colombo Port is the 13th best connected seaport. We are in the 13th best connecting seaport. Exploring this potential for a rapid growth, we are focusing on achieving full operational capacity in new terminals west and east. West terminal will then dominate 2.5 million TEUs and the east container terminal will handle 3 million TEUs. Then by end of 2026, total handling capacity will be around 14 million TEUs, end of 2026. So we are growing our capacity. Yes, we have a issue with the straddle carriers, but not all the equipment. That we have a solution for that. We will use prime mover trucks, and as our minister said, we will operate in 50% efficiency this port. So we have a solution for the question which was raised. At the present, we are in a bottleneck in marketing our port due to capacity constraint and congestion. With the increasing volume continuously, we believe that strategic marketing will raise us to take a better stake in the regional market. Having this target in national plan, this year we will call EOIs in building West Terminal 2 for a total volume of 3 million TEUs. For the project, feasibility studies have been completed and budget is allocated for detailed drawing to complete it in 2025. And the second North Port consists of three container terminals with total volume of 10 million TEUs. With all these terminals together, Colombo International will reach 30 million TEUs handling capacity by end of the 2035. So now the second largest port in the world, Singapore, they are doing 35 million TEUs. By end of 2035, they will be targeting at 65 million TEUs. So they are targeting 30 million. From the global market and the regional market. So we will increase by 22 million. So that's how we are doing. So if they can catch 3 million TEUs sorry, 30 million TEUs, why we cannot take, 22 million TEUs? For that, we have to increase the volume of the port. Without increasing the volume of the port, we cannot get any business. So we have to do the marketing. We need the volume. So we have set the target to reach this by 2035, and we are on the move. We humbly request you all to support, join hand, and work together in this journey. Apart from that, cargo operation is not only the thing to calling ships. We need to facilitate other auxiliary service with heavy infrastructure. Traditionally, with bunkering and logistics, transportation business doesn't run without fueling. So in Sri Lanka, at the moment, we are very low in the capacity. So this year, we are planning with joining with JCT Oil Bank and the CPC. We are on a project to enhance our storage capacity. Last mile operation will be done with the joint venture of private sector and the Ceylon Shipping Corporation. So after that, we will come to logistics centers. This year, we will start feasibility study of multimodal logistics center at Blue Mandal area, and which will be funded by ADB. This is a cargo hub incorporated with railway tracks. Most significantly, inland dry port. As we all know, we had a congestion in port last few days. Apart from that, the most important thing, we have around 30 primers roaming around city every day. So how we can come out of that? We have to remove these primers from the city traffic. So for that only, we are making this dry port. Can I get 2 more minutes? Not only the infrastructure. To cater this industry requirement and enter into the international maritime industry for a better stake, we need qualified, skilled human resources. In line with that, we will empower Mahapala Training Center, where we can generate required labor force. And also Sri Lankan seafarers can significantly contribute to the country. Merchant Shipping Secretariat has set their roadmap to increase seafarers up to 50%, 50,000 by 2030 with the collaboration of private sector and the state-owned institutes. And also, Deputy Chairperson of the committee, as the NPP policy, we were bound to boom the economy and spread its benefit to throughout the country. This year, we will evaluate the master plan for Trincomalee Port on main sectors such as oil terminal to facilitate oil tank are being restored, cruise terminal. As per the national tourism plan, with the increase of number of tourists, we need new destination. We may increase new destination with building these infrastructures. Container terminal, which will act as a transshipment base for shipping route to Indian Eastern Seaboard. When it comes to aviation sector, our first initiation was to amend the act to facilitate following industries. Domestic aviation, we didn't have enough regulation for domestic aviation. And aviation tourism, including balloons and parachuting and paragliding, parajumping, etc., and agriculture drones. This area... I will wind up. This area at the bottleneck, due to lack of proper regulation, we will be able to ease up this operation without conflicting national security and ICAO regulation, and we are also expecting rapid boom of the industry. Okay, I will answer this one the rest of my speech. And finally, we are on the track. So we, in this budget, we were able to make the foundation for what we are going to build in next few years. Thank you very much.